Colin Shoey back at Clark County High School, joined now by Clark County coach Ethan Allen as Clark County Indians victorious over the Macon Tigers 52-14. And coach, impressive performance from your guys. They look to be ready from the word go this evening.
Yeah, they came out and played really well. We had a great week of practice and preparation of what we knew we were going to see, what we needed to do offensively and defensively, and we did a really good job of executing that tonight. I was just really proud of our effort and performance and how we played.
And it seems like this defense, it's one thing with the overall team speed. It just seems like they pride themselves in the turnovers, a ball-hawking style in 4-9. I mean, what does it say from this group that they – and it seemed like it was everybody. It was a different player each time that got in on each one.
Coach Plinge puts a big emphasis on taking the ball away, and he puts guys in the right position to make plays too. And that's, I thought that was a big part of it tonight. You know, we had some big plays that we gave up, but I thought for the most part, we were really sound on the defensive side of the ball. You know, when we take the ball away that many times, feel really good about, you know, the outcome and how we played defensively for sure.
And, you know, offensively, certainly when you got a defense that forces turnovers like that, you're going to get some short fields. But have you ever been a part of a game in your football career that a team has started their first six series on the other team's half?
I don't know if we have or not. That was pretty impressive at how we started the game, you know, with field position specifically. Yeah, it gave us a short field. You know, we struggled to move it there a couple times. We even got to a fourth down once, I think. But I thought our guys didn't flinch. We just kept working, kept going. We're able to score the ball when we needed to. But yeah, definitely a huge advantage when you're starting on your side of the 50. To go down and score, that's a big deal.
I had you guys for 451 yards of offense, coach, and Sam Wheeler a big part of that. He did have the two interceptions, but he also threw for four touchdowns tonight. Thoughts on the junior quarterback's performance?
Yeah, I wish that we could take those two plays back, and the one I know just came out of his hand, and it was kind of a duck that held up, but I thought he played really well for us. You know, we kind of They did a really good job of stopping our running game. They're in the middle of the game, so we kind of opened up the passing game, and I thought he did a really good job of finding guys. And then I thought our receivers did exceptionally well of getting yards after the catch. You know, they were working after the play, and our guys were blocking downfield for him. I know when Spencer scored on, we threw him a quick one into the flat. Gabe and Lane turned and started blocking downfield. They kind of opened that touchdown up. So, you know, they were working for each other. They were working for the running game. I thought they did a phenomenal job of blocking downfield. You know, we had some big running plays. It was a really, really good overall team win for sure.
And so much of that, I'm glad you mentioned the blocking, because the offensive line, their play blocking upfield, the defensive line getting the backfield. And what makes those units so good for you?
Well, we've got some really, really good depth up there. You know, we played, three guys at our guard positions, rotated. But Trevor plays our right, but we had Aaron Day and Tristan Shores that rotated in there, and we actually brought Trevor out one time, and those guys were in for a couple series. Those guys just, you know, they're really athletic out in space. They're fast and they're physical too. They're going to work and be physical on guys when they're blocking. We pull them a lot. Really proud of how they played, and I thought our tackles and center, you know, I thought we were pretty solid all the way across the board. They did some things that kind of mess with our running game, but we were able to, you know, open up the passing game and still move the ball. So it was kind of good for us to be able to know that we can do that versus a really good team. So I'm excited that we were able to move the ball, you know, without just relying on the run.
And now you get ready for a matchup with Palmyra, victorious tonight over Monroe City in a rematch from just a couple weeks ago. And for you, they were a team, they were able to get some points on you, I believe 24 the first time around. That's the most points you've allowed this season. Thoughts on meeting them again, and any kind of adjustments you're going to make heading into that one?
Yeah, we're going to have to stay on top. Abe Hare is a really, really good receiver. We had a couple blown coverages in that game. We're going to have to make sure we know where guys are at. Lewenbauer is really, really good at extending plays too. So we're going to have to keep working up front to go make plays on him, you know, and have our back half on the same page, staying in coverage and letting those guys take care of the run. I thought that was probably the biggest difference tonight. You know, I thought our DBs were really, really good in coverage. Even when Blake was out scrambling, you know, we stayed in coverage and tried to bottle things up. Our linebackers, I thought our linebackers played really well, honestly, that they were really a good complement to our defensive line. And we're going to do that same thing this next week, because I know that we're going to see a similar style offense with, you know, some a really, really good receiver, some other guys that can make plays, and a good solid quarterback to go around with them.
Coach Allen, congratulations on the victory and best of luck next week.
Appreciate it.